On offer in Greggs today, radical plans to change the Empire's image get underway.
It's a revolutionary time. We're taking the traditional Greggs and we're improving it in a major way.
It's really harsh.
But will the customers strike back? Every week, almost 1,700 Greggs branches serve 6 million customers. Some shops haven't changed for over a decade.
This is my study go-around. And me, personally, I quite like it, but none of the girls do.
East London's Claudette would love to redesign her branch.
I would colour coordinate everything. I would get rid of that orange for a start.
Particularly the uniform.
I do the job of a ballerina, and my uniform doesn't fit it.
What Claudette doesn't yet know is that her vision is about to become a reality. On Newcastle's genteel Gosforth High Street, something magical has happened to one shop. Gone is the ordinary shop front in favour of a tantalising window display. Inside, the look of a traditional bakery, complete with rustic delivery bike, celebrates the company's 70-year heritage. And Claudette's dream, a brand new uniform. The woman responsible for this flash new concept shop is retail development manager and rock chick, Alison Kibler.
Hello, hello. What we want to do is really show that we are a baker's.
The shop still sells old classics like donuts and sausage rolls, but Alison has also designed a whole range of products appealing to both existing customers and new posh foodies.
We've got chocolate and orange scones, we've got cheese and bacon, and then you can choose from this great selection of breads, from a baguette to a tomato and herb focaccia, a brown rustic. In here, we have our fiesta resistance, which is our giant cupcake.
Alison's fancy prototype has been such a hit that the bosses at head office in Newcastle want more.
I've got Gisborough, Blythe, Lowfell, Sea Road, Sunderland.
They've earmarked 10 shops in the northeast and given her just 2 months to make them over.